We continue on with our cavalcade of the arts. Now time to talk Ely Folk School. Our friend Betty Firth joins us. She's the program director there. Betty, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Heidi. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I love that story about the bittern and that sound.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds kind of like the one of the vocalizations of the raven when they go, good-dunk.
Oh, yeah.
Make that sound.
Yeah. Okay. So here's of course, the main thing I need to know about. Making delicious apple strudel.
Oh, boy.
That's today, right?
That is today, and it's filled up with a waiting list.
Whoa. But,
Mary Louise Eisenhower is our cook and teacher extraordinaire. She teaches the Slovenian ethnic classes as well as some other types of cooking classes. And the strudel and petita classes are two of the favorites. So, and I get to sit there and work at the computer and be agonized with all the delicious smells.
They have to give you a taste, don't they?
Oh, I do get a taste.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. So that's just one of what you were going to...
Well, I was just going to... What is a strudel?
A strudel is a pastry, and it's made... are you familiar with petitza?
Yeah, layers.
Okay, it's kind of similar. No, that's... Well... It's layers of the filling, but it's not layers of the dough.
Okay.
Not like baklava. Baklava has, you know, the Greek dessert has all kinds of layers. You take the dough and you start with a small amount, that literally will just be like maybe a softball or a little bit bigger, and then you put it out on a table and you stretch it and stretch it and stretch it and stretch it. And with the petitza, you roll it, but with the strudel, you stretch it.
Oh.
And so when it's in a class, the people will be around the table, and everybody has their hands underneath it, and you can see that it gets so transparent, you can see all the fingers. and it's like a huge tablecloth, you know, lapping over the edges of the table.
Oh, my gosh.
So does Apple have a monopoly, or could you have a rhubarb strudel or a blueberry or raspberry strudel?
Yes, you can pretty much put anything you want to in it. Mary Louise has done sour cream strudel there at the folk school. I'm not sure if she did another blue. I think she's done blueberry on blueberry weekend.
All right.
So pretty much whatever you want to put in there.
Well, that's just not fair announcing this class when it's sold out, Heidi. You just led into that.
But no. You know what? It will be offered again.
All right.
You can check the website and see when it's going to be offered again.
Yeah, I'm looking at that class calendar at elyfolkschool.org. Tell us what else is going on for the month at the Ely Folk School.
Well, today also is Chaga class, if anybody is right in the area and wants to jump in on that. Allie Austin is teaching it, and about all things Chaga, and she is very well informed and an excellent teacher. So that's been a very popular class. We have, over the weekend, we have a carving diamond willow class and an advanced level of that also tomorrow. And a chainmail jewelry class. One kind of exciting thing this weekend is that we're having our annual meeting, which is a birthday party of our going into our fifth season. And that's from 3 to 5 on Sunday. So if anybody is in the area and would like to come join us, please do. We'll have lots of cake and ice cream and lots of stories about what's gone before and what's coming up.
When is the annual meeting again?
It's on Sunday.
Okay.
And annual meetings sound so dreadful, you know,
right.
like hours talking about budget. We don't do that.
It's a party, right?
Ice cream, you kidding?
Ice cream and cake and lots of socializing and some music, and it's just going to be a fun party. One thing I would like to highlight that's coming up toward the end of the month is we're having a presentation from two of the members of Boys Fort about the traditional Anishinaabeg dance regalia. Danny Paradis and Chaz Wagner will be, they're both dancers, and she's a jingle dancer and he is a drummer. and they'll be presenting about their dance styles and the Native American regalia. So they'll be talking about the culture and the spiritual teachings of those traditional outfits. We'll be having a potluck before that happens. That's 5 o'clock for the potluck on June 26th, and then the presentation will start at 6:15. So we hope to get lots of people coming over to enjoy that.
I think John should join you guys for forest bathing. He'd be really into that. Right, John?
All right.
Do you know what that is, John?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No, I have no idea what forest bathing is. Does it involve nudity?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, what is it?
But now you'll get lots of people for forest bathing.
Or not.
Yeah.
It's for the forest bathing name is somewhat new. I think from years back, I was aware and participated in sometimes of just groups that would be out in nature and enjoy the energy, you know, and try and feel the energy of the trees and try and connect with them and that kind of thing. So basically what it is, and it wasn't called forest bathing then, but that's a newer version of the name. So people go out and it's kind of a meditative experience and going out into nature and just kind of tuning in to appreciating the different plants and the energies that are around and your own energy, you know, and kind of getting away from all the stuff, all the conversations, all the...
That sounds good.
Busyness and so on. And many people do this, although they don't call it that when they're going out on canoe trips or, you know, they do it in their own way.
But I can honestly see myself on a warm, sunny day naked talking to a tree.
Okay, enough.
Talking to a tree.
No, Betty, I'm really sorry.
It does sound very peaceful. Because we have
of the...
It does sound peaceful, and I invite you to do that. Maybe not next to a highway.
Well, we just have so much technology and noise and white noise and no relaxation. So why not go outside?
Exactly.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
You go for it.
I'm going
to. Betty Firth from the Ely Folk School. Find out about all their classes going on at elyfolkschool.org. Don't forget, this Sunday is their annual party. Should be a lot of fun. And Betty, we'll check in with you next month.
Alrighty. Thanks,
Betty. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
She's a good sport.
She is.